Dr. Pinsky dictating a male I am in, Michael Gershey, G-E-R-S-H-E-Y. Michael Gershey was accompanied to the evaluation by his wife named Wendy, who helped complete his intake questionnaire due to visual difficulties. As per the information obtained from the examining in this fashion, Mr. Gershey is a 59-year-old male who reports he injured his hands, feet, shoulders, and back while at work in an unspecified fashion. Period. He was seen at Will's Eye Hospital emergency room afterwards. Period. He had further evaluation leading to what he understands to be diagnosis of optic nerve disease. Period. He complains his boots were steel-toed. Period. He did not undergo any surgery, nor is he receiving any ongoing treatment for his orthopedic difficulties. Period. He explained there is no treatment for his visual disease. Period. He is legally blind as of 2020 with no treatment available. Period. He also asserted he had trouble with his back, hands, feet, shoulders, and knees, for which no treatment was given. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Gershey has filed a series of 4 claim petitions, several of which are occupational in nature, prepared for the CP number 2021-6560. He claimed occupational injuries to his hands. Prepared for the CP number 2021-6562. He complained of occupational injuries to his knees. But relative to the CP number 2021-6559, he complained occupational injuries involved both shoulders. Paired with respect to the 2021-6561 claim, he alleged occupational injuries to both feet. Period. New paragraph. The petitioner was seen by a family physician named Dr. Cumarasamy. Prepared, the first note from him was on 2/11/20. Prepared, noticed his right hand was sore, comma, his feet hurt, comma, and both shoulders were painful. Prepared, he conveyed he was a mechanic of trucks in public service. Prepared, he was diagnosed with degenerative joint disease, for which a DEXA scan was ordered. Period. He was also going to undergo colonoscopy. Period. History was remarkable for obstructive sleep apnea, comma, DJD, comma, and hyperlipidemia. Period. He followed up periodically for his various general medical problems. On 2/25/20, he stated he was 100% better from his degenerative joint disease due to his dexamethasone use. Period. His laboratory studies were reviewed as they took place. Period. On 8/4/20, he was seen having gone to the emergency room due to left eye vision problem on 8/3/20, but this was, in fact, Will's Eye Hospital. Period, has an appointment to go back on 8/18/20. Period, no medications were given. Period, at this point, he was wondering what to do, and his experts have no answers. Period, their reports were reviewed. Period. He was unwilling to stop dexamethasone. Period. This was to be used if severe pain in body and head without trauma. Period. He could not work with pain. Period. His wife wanted the patient to try an antibiotic, and they agreed to do so. But he was prescribed doxycycline for possible Lyme disease. Period. He continues to be seen and on 8/11/20 asked for disability forms to be completed. Period. He had taken dexamethasone against medical advice and now stopped doing so. Period. On 9/1/20, they referenced his left optic nerve did not improve. Period. He was still being seen at Wills Eye Hospital. Period. His ongoing diagnosis was non-enteritic, A-N-T-E-R-I-C-T-I-C. Ischemic optic neuropathy. Purity is very upset and felt Will's eye was not trying. Period. He was educated that his situation was beyond current medical knowledge. Period. He will use steroids per Will's eye. Period. He was taking prednisone and other medications whose names are illegible. Period. Follow-up with Dr. Kurosami continued through 10/19/20. Period. His NAION eye disease had improved and he was off steroids. Period. He has obstructive sleep apnea with possible comorbidity. Period. He was going to use CPAP. Period. On 12/14/20, he wanted to stay off work until 2/1/21 and evidently was accommodated in that regard. Period. He was prescribed meloxicam for his degenerative joint disease. Period. On 1/11/21, Dr. Kumarasamy wrote, having received a call from Dr. Hamedani, period, he stated that the NAION is secondary to smoking and idiopathic. Period, the petitioner was not declared blind, although he had NAION in both eyes. Period, it started first in the left and was now in the right. Period, he was on prednisone for this. Period. Dr. Hamedani agreed to completing his appropriate paperwork for long-term disability. Period. On 4/29/21, he was doing well, having retired. Period. He has time now. Period. He was now being seen for his eye care at the University of Pennsylvania. Period. His hemoglobin A1C was 5.6 and COVID antibody was negative. Period. Listed diagnoses were degenerative joint disease and rheumatoid arthritis. Period. He could not function without steroids due to severe pain. Period. He wanted to restart them and feels like an 80-year-old man every day when he is in pain. Period. Is referred to rheumatology and continued to see ophthalmology. Period. On 9/2/21, listed diagnoses were hyperlipidemia, obstructive sleep apnea, NAION, anxiety, as well as DJD and rheumatoid arthritis. Period. On 4/7/22, he presented with disability paperwork for completion, having completed the venipuncture. Period. They discussed the steps necessary for his paperwork to be accepted, including a form filled out by his primary care physician. Period. Dr. Kumarasamy explained, this can only be done by the specialist ophthalmologist. Period. The petitioner was unwilling to go to Philadelphia. Period. He was reminded this is very important and must go. Period. He must have an updated report. And expressed understanding. Period. On 4/21/22, Mr. Gershi explained Dr. Hamadani offered follow-up visits because the condition offered no follow-up visits because the condition was permanent. Period. He had a listed diagnosis of, quote, legally blind, end quote, per Hamadani, Dr. Hamadani. Period. Relative to his DJD and rheumatoid arthritis, he had severe pain if he works. Period. Now that he's on disability, his pain is minimal. Period. New paragraph. He did have carotid ultrasound on 1/18/21. Period. It showed antegrade flow confirmed in each vertebral artery. But there was no significant plaque. Period. Findings were consistent with less than 50% bilateral ICA stenosis. Period. He had a CAT scan of the chest on 8/21/20. Period. Insert those impressions here. Physical exam. Extremities upper, left shoulder motion was minimally limited to 160 degrees of abduction and 170 degrees of flexion, both with tenderness but no crepitus. Period. Motion of the shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. The rest of that is normal. There was no tenderness palpation at the joints of the upper extremity. Extremities lower, inspection revealed bunions on the left greater than the right foot. Period. He had callus formation on the medial aspect of the great metatarsal. Phalangeal joints bilaterally. Period. Motion of both knees was full with crepitus, but no tenderness. Period. Motion of the hips and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. He had mild tenderness palpation about the great toes bilaterally and with flexion. Period. The rest of that is normal. Cervical normal. Thoracic inspection revealed an approximately 1-inch round cyst-like structure at the level of T9, of which he was already aware. Period. He was to follow up with his primary care physician in that regard. Lumbosacral is normal. Impressions. Michael Gershi has alleged occupational injuries via a series of claim petitions involving his hands, knees, shoulders, and feet. Period. He worked for the insured for 22 years from approximately 1998 through July 2020. Period. He did not have much treatment, but there were some references to this by his family physician. Period. The diagnosis for his musculoskeletal complaints were degenerative joint disease and rheumatoid arthritis. Period. Neither of these entities is ascribable to his routine job performance. Period. More importantly to the petitioner was the discovery of optic nerve disease that had had no available treatment. Period. He tells me he did work full-time and overtime with double shifts, 4 to 5 days per week. But he was constantly repairing equipment on all types of vehicles. Period. Throughout his day, he got 2 15-minute breaks as well as a 30-minute lunch break. Period. He stopped working there in 2020 due to his eyes. Period. New paragraph. He did expand that when he went to Will's Eye, he had follow-up workup with labs and MRIs. Period. He tried steroids at first but did not have any injections or surgery. Period. No treatment was available for his non-arteritic ischemic optic neuropathy. Period. He treated at Will's Eye Hospital for this as well as for Pennsylvania Hospital. Period. He denied seeing rheumatology for his joint problems. Period. New paragraph. The current examinations found there to be full range of motion of the joints of the upper extremity with minimal reduction in left shoulder, abduction and flexion. Period. There was crepitus at both knees with full range of motion. Period. There was no tenderness or palpation of the joints anywhere throughout the body, nor was there any overt swelling. Period. He ambulated with physiologic gait. Period. He had good strength and balance. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent, partial, or total disability referable to the hands, comma, shoulders, comma, knees, comma, or feet. Period. End.